Now, Roy, Crows take on Brisbane on Saturday night. It's a big game as they continue their charge towards a final eight position. And one man who's been playing really good footy down back is Cole Hardigan. He joins us now. He's brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's, baking people happy since 1853. And Kyle, we're looking forward to the game, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we need another win, and that's what we're going to be going out there on Saturday night to get. So hopefully we can get the job done.
The selectors have shown great confidence in you over the past couple of weeks. You know, blokes like Cole Cheney, Sam Shaw, Andy Otten have all been available and playing well in the SANFL, but they've really stuck by you and you've repaid that. That must give you make you feel good and give you some confidence.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, you know, I never feel like my position's safe. This game catches up with you if you get complacent. So you can find yourself out of the team pretty quickly. So I just tried to play my role each week, because I know that the week that I don't, there's plenty of pressure from folks like Kyle Cheney, Andy Otten, Sam Shaw, Jake Kelly. So there's pressure not just on me, but the whole lot of us to perform. So, and you know, the sample's been in good form lately. They didn't get the win on the weekend, but they took it to the top side, and they've been all playing well. So there's definitely pressure coming.
I'm glad you feel like that, Kyle. 13 games for the year. You've played 9 in a row. I think the first thing is to feel like you belong. And I get a sense now that you do, that you belong at that level. You belong in that 6. And it doesn't matter if those blokes are in good form. They're going to pick you, Kyle. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, you know, I feel excellent. Like if I perform and play my role, then, you know, I feel pretty comfortable. But like I said, you know, you got to be on the edge all the time, because as soon as you slack off and that sort of thing, then it catches up pretty quickly and you find yourself out of the team.
And it's good that there's a little bit of a squeezy. As you said, the SANFL players are doing well. We're hearing Dougie's cutting up the track. I know he's going to train a bit later tonight with you guys, but it'd be great when he comes back, and looks like he will this week.
Yeah, definitely. Dougie's unfortunate, you know, appendicitis, and but he provides plenty of run and you know, experience for us and leadership. So it'll be great to have him back. Definitely, he's a quality player.
It just feels as if over the last couple of weeks there has been some momentum building, and it looks as if there's a real sense of purpose amongst the group. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially beating Richmond, you know, that one of the top sides, and we probably struggled a bit to do that all year, and we really took it to them, and I guess, you know, everything's sort of coming together at the moment, and we're playing as a team, and we're putting that pressure on and locking it in our forward line. And once we get it into our forward line and lock it in, I feel really confident we can get the job done against anyone.
14 goal kickers last week, Cole. You didn't get one. When are you going to sneak down that little bow peep at those big sticks?
Mate, it's been a long time since I've kicked a goal. I think 2 years ago down at, against Norwood for South Adelaide, I kicked a goal, and that was probably the only time I've kicked one in the last 6 years. So I tell Dash and those blokes to try and get me down there, to sneak me down there, you know, maybe if we're up by a bit. But, yeah, they don't seem to listen to me that much.
Well, Kyle,
how did he think my goal kicking was at training last year?
Well, look, I think you're probably better off just being one of those deep defenders, mate, and just making sure it doesn't come back.
Your mentor was Benny Rutten. He was your mentor. And he used to sneak down and have a little bow peep at the sticks. His last kick in AFL was a goal. His first kick, Cole, was a goal. So get on down there. Get amongst it.
His first three. And every time Tal seems to get down there, he seems to get a shot. But he sort of don't spin right, but they seem to go through. So it must be Backman's luck. So I might just try and have to get my hands on it down there.
Good man. Hey, what's it like having blood on your hands, you guys, costing James Hurd his job? That was tongue-in-cheek, Cole.
Oh, nah. I don't think that was us. I think
I know.
You know, they've had a few bad losses the last few weeks and been building for a while. So, but yeah, I can't really comment on that.
No. I was being cheeky there, Cole. But just on that, you players do genuinely feel for the opposition, and we've had a number of the boys speak about that after the game. They are down on their chops, and no one wants to see that, Cole.
Yeah, well, definitely. Like, you don't want to. They're going through a tough time, and there's a few clubs that are been through that, and yeah, it's hard when you're losing and everything seems to be going against you. So you feel for those players and those clubs, especially in this trying time. So you just try and offer support and that thing after you win, of course.
Brisbane this week, it's not all that long ago where you went up to Brisbane and look, they made you really fight for it. You were 24 points behind at three-quarter time, kicked 6 goals to 2 points in the last quarter to get the victory, but they are certainly capable of playing good footy.
Yeah, definitely. They've played some really good footy through the year. I know they've only won three or four games, but they've played some quality footy and you know, let them get a run on, they can really score a lot of goals against you. So, I think the start is the most important thing, just to get a good start and, carry it on from there.
I think the other thing that stood in my mind when I thought back to that game, they really ran through, used a lot of handball and had waves of players coming through. So that team defence, which has been so good the last couple of weeks, is going to have to stand up again this week.
Yeah, definitely. That pressure from up the ground, you know, when they turn it over in our back half, in our forward half, and come back at us, we really need to just get up in their face and stop their run and their carrying. I think we've been pretty good at forward half turnovers this year. So the higher we can turn it over, the more chance we've got of kicking goals and stopping that run through us.
Kyle, great to see another player commit long-term in Sam Saucy Jacobs, signed a contract. Yeah, good. And what sort of a year has he had, the big sauce bottle?
He's up there. I don't know what he's. I think he's the best ruckman in the league, you know. But he's definitely had a quality year. He doesn't just do it in the taps. He gets the ball around the ground. He's a beautiful kick and uses the ball really nicely. I love it. I can just kick the ball up to him and have full faith in him that he's going to mark it. So, he's been outstanding, and it's great that he's signed on to the club for another 3 years, which is, it'd be awesome.
Now we're hearing he might have a new set of wheels this weekend, a pair of fluorescent, green, red, yellow and blue Nikes, Kyle. Is that the rumour?
No, I'm not too sure. I'm trying out a few different boots at the moment. We'll see what happens. I don't think you'll see any fluoro boots from me.
Good boy.
Dasher probably would... give me a bit of hiding if I ran around with fluoro green boots.
Now, training tonight, obviously you play at night, so you get an opportunity to train under lights. Is that a little bit about that? Wearing the boots, feeling what the dew on the grass, all that type of the conditions may well be on Saturday night?
Yeah, that's it. You get a bit of dew at night, so the ball's a little bit more slippery. You also use a yellow footy and, sometimes you can't pick it up that good in the light. It's just adjusting to the yellow footy, the light, because you play a lot of day games and that. So just getting the feel of nighttime footy and getting us used to that. So we're ready to go first thing on Saturday night.
Well, Kyle, we thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on the weekend. We hope your good form continues and the team continues to charge towards that finals 8 spot towards the end of the year.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me. Just a quick one for the fans coming to the game on the weekend. If they could just wear a dash of yellow for Dean Bailey, former coach, so for the Cancer Council, raise a bit of money and show their support.
Yeah, well said. And it is a great opportunity. We want to, I guess, get the whole ground bathed in, not just a dash, Kyle. We want everyone to dress in that yellow and just a show of strength and also support towards the Cancer Council. And, of course, it touched us very closely, all the people at the Adelaide Football Club and their supporters, with the late Dean Bailey. Thanks so much for joining us, Kyle, and we'll catch you in the future.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
There you go. Kyle Hardigan, brought to you by Balfour's Bakery. Available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's, baking people happy since 1853.